Hello and good evening, folks. You're listening to CFRC 101.9 FM, CFRC.ca. It is now 8 p.m. on CFRC Yellowbridge Road. It's the show that you're listening to right now. We're just operating a bunch of different inputs. The vinyl is back on the table, and I'm your host, Rue, back again here tonight, bringing you an hour and a half of great new tunes out of the UK and Ireland. Although, if you are a British music head, you probably know that what I'm playing in the background right now is not particularly new. Got a bit of Stone Roses playing right now in the background. And the reason for that is because I finally found our Stone Roses promotional discs that were sent to us all the way back in the heady days of 1989. Got some limited edition so-called gold vinyl. It is really just see-through orange, yellowish. A single copy of Fool's Gold, probably one of the kind of, you know, the Hacienda dance floor singles used quite a bit in sort of the days of Manchester, the sort of baggy Britain thing going on in nightclubs like the Hacienda. In the late 80s, early 90s. Stone Roses at the beginning of their ascent and everything, that first album. And I found the single, so I figured I'd play it for us. But, you know, obviously, if you've tuned into tonight's show, you are someone that expects new music, and I'm going to give it to you. We just heard a little bit of Bad Nerves, a song from their new album, Still Nervous, that just came out. Quite a theme for this band, you know, to sort of name themselves after nerves and everything. And first album, Bad Nerves. Second album, Still Nervous. It's still going on for them. But I'll tell you when they weren't nervous. When they were performing on stage. So they opened for The Hives, who I saw this week, last week, whatever you want to call it, on Monday, the 16th of September. What a performance. I mean, it's just kind of good old alt rock in a rock club. You know, History was kind of the perfect venue for them. They were opening up for The Hives, who obviously were incredible, explosive band. I nearly died in that pit, and I think I had the best time ever. So there you are. A quick review of that Hives show. This is the second time that they've been in North America in the last 12 months, I would say, because they were here in October last year. They played again at the History, came back with all the confidence of the Hives, you know, and said, are you ready for us to rock your world? And I don't think we were ready. We weren't as ready as we thought we were. It was an absolutely brilliant show. I mean, the energy that this band has, you wouldn't guess that they were 47 years old, which has been sort of a running theme with the shows that I've been to lately. I went and I saw Pulp recently as well, just the week before that. We didn't get to talk about it last week because last week was a joint combined special show, right? If you remember, if you tuned in last week, I and Weave, who does the show after me, we combined our slots and just did a 3-hour marathon of albums from 2004. And if you're interested in that, of course, go back and listen to it. Put it on the background when you're doing stuff. It's just great. Kind of nostalgia stuff, but knowing the Yellowbridge Road, we're gonna go for new stuff. You know this, right? So that's wrapping up sort of the reviews of everything that's happened in the last couple of weeks. Pulp as well, just like exceptional, very theatrical band. I love the thought that goes into the performance of the band. Jarvis Cocker moving on stage every minute of the 2-hour set they played. Very dramatic and theatrical moments that just remind you that, after all, Jarvis Cocker, you know, when he went to university where he met someone who was there for studying sculpture at St. Martin's College, he was there to study film, as the famous song kind of doesn't tell you. And, you know, his filmography, his love for theatre really comes through when they're performing live, because he goes out, songs like Sunrise, you know, they have the lights working as sort of bright, harsh sunlight. You have songs like This Is Hardcore, where he really just like languidly sits on his seat, just creates this absolute atmosphere of like almost underlying threat and danger. It's a brilliant performance. They just finished the tour. The last of the shows was last night. So if you've missed them, I'm afraid you've missed them for a while. But, you know, they do say that they are not done. Pulp are going to be continuing into 2025. We've seen some of the new performance and like new songs that they've written, not yet released. And so we got the first ever and only ever listens of them. So good stuff in the Pulp, in kind of Pulp world, if you're a Pulp fan. But we're going to go on to more new music and a lot of other cool stuff that's going to be coming up on the show today. We'll start off with some new tunes. We have a guest joining us after 9 o'clock. So, you know, keep your eyes and ears open for that. To start us off, though, great news for people that like cool, funky music. Franz Ferdinand are back. They've got a new album coming out in 2025. One of the most different names I've ever seen for a Franz Ferdinand album. It's going to be called The Human Fear. It's coming out in January, I think, if I'm not mistaken. Sorry. I just thought I knew this one off the top of my head. Anyway, they've released the first single of the album. It's called Audacious. And it's a little bit different from what you would expect from Franz Ferdinand. But still, the more you listen to it, it grows on you, and it just is still in the kind of artsy but still very much a fun night out vibe that Franz Ferdinand create. I'm going to be playing us a little bit of that, and then some Nilufar Yanya, who's just released a brilliant album called My Method Actor. That's getting praised everywhere, so we're going to listen to it, and you can have a listen yourself. We're going to be listening to the song Just a Western. So all that coming up for you here on CFRC. Let's start with a little bit of Franz Ferdinand. This is Audacious.
All right, here we go with riff one.
Did you ever get the feeling that there's something come undone? An unreeling in the seeming, the stitching gone. So you rip a little harder till that rip becomes a run. Feel the fabric of existence come unspun. Hey there, we don't care. I could be standing way out where you're naked and freezing till you run.
There's no getting off this hook. Cause there's no way in and there's no way out. But if something makes you sure, life's not a waste of time.
Folks, you're tuned in to CFRC 101.9 FM, CFRC.ca. We are here live. You just heard a little bit of Niloufer Yanya and her wonderful new album that just came out. It's called My Method Actor. And the song we listened to is called Just a Western. And before that, a bit of brand new Franz Ferdinand. I mean, we've seen all the kind of singles, promotional stuff that they've done, you know, with the whole telephone thing, being like, you know, don't stop being audacious. And that's sort of what the single is about. Really looking forward to that new album. It's going to be called The Human Fear, but apparently it's not really about fear, if you think about it. We've got some more new music coming up on the show. the band from Bristol called Lice. What a wonderful name for a band, eh? The band Lice have released a new single. It's called Fatigued and Confused. And this is just taken from a brand new album of theirs called Third Time at the Beach. That's just come out 20th of September. And they've been talking, they're sort of experimental, sort of shoegaze, sort of like, I don't know if hardcore is the work. It's a word to use, but they say that on the album they've kind of brought in aspects of minimalism, rock, techno, and just kind of created their own mix of sounds. And Confused, Fatigued is, they sort of divided the album. They say they're following the album's reflections on money, time, nationhood, language. Fatigued, Confused, the single that we're going to be listening to, they say opens the album's final act, where the individual embraces a new understanding of the world. It's also about the difficulties expressing complicated ideas in music and how writing this record mentally fried us. So that's wonderful. We're going to be listening to that. L-I-C-E, Lice, that is really their name. Keeping with the kind of heavy themes, I'm also going to play us some Lambrini Girls, who are, I would say at this point, one of my favorite bands in the world to see live. Got to see them in July and they blew me away. I don't know how often I have seen someone jump off a 5 foot long, 5 foot high stage in 3 inch block heels with a guitar in hand, land on the ground, still playing the guitar, take a run up to the back of the bar. And if you haven't seen anyone do it, then you have to see Phoebe from Lambrini Girls going, because they are absolutely incredible. I don't even know if I should say, but they are working towards a new album and we'll probably hear about it later on in the year. But for now, they have put out a brand new single, which we did get to see live at that show. It's called Company Culture, and you can sort of guess what it's all about. And then, you know, I'm going to keep us heavy for the next whole set. We're also going to have some new music from the Welsh band Alpha, who have also announced that their album is going to be coming out in November. This new single is called Dance Again, and we always just love a bit of Alpha on the show, so we're going to be listening to that. That's going to be incredible. And then we'll come back and we'll talk all more about music. But for now, I'm going to fade down our little background music of Fool's Gold, Stone Roses, still playing off of that clear yellow disc that we got sent in September 1989. That's about as much as I can discern from the cover, because the thing with a lot of those singles is they are, at this point, over 30 years old, and they have been very well loved in their day and age. So the labels are fading. It's very hard to tell what date they were exactly catalogued. But I can roughly say it was from September 1989, which would make sense because that's around the time that the album was coming out as well. Anyway, great album. And for all of Ian Brown's merits and demerits, great band Stone Roses. But let's go into some new music. Start off with a bit of Lice here. Fatigued, Confused, coming for you. You want to see a fussy?
Wanderers to come home at the close of the gate. You can stay here and wait. home trying to pretend that I know how to use a computer. Harassing the workplace, the compressing bitch face. When will I learn that they're just doing better? Don't touch me! My lunch break. Don't have my fun in company culture. Pretend that I know how to use a computer. Harassed in the workplace, my cold rested bitch face. When will I learn that men just do it better? Don't have my fun in company culture. Pretend that I know how to use a computer. Harassing the workplace, my cold resting bitch face. When will I learn that men just do it better? That's enough! I'll shut up! I'll look up! I'll pay up! That's enough!
Enjoy the groove.
We're back. Slick bit of radio work that hopefully seemed more or less seamless to you. We had a bit of Alpha on the set. They've just announced a new album. This song's called Dance Again. Oh my goodness, they are one of the loudest bands I've seen, of just two people blowing the roof off. Saw them at North by Northeast this year. Great band. We just listened to Alpha. We had some Company Culture by Lambrini Girls, another band who make a lot of noise for just three people. And the band Lice, who I think are one of my favorite singles of this week for sure. I'm going to be going back and listening to that one quite a bit more. What's been happening of late? Speaking of Alpha and Welsh music, I'm doing a thing tomorrow for not radio, but television, which is very weird and exciting for me. I'll let you know more about it when it comes out, but I'm going to be talking to some of the folks from Welsh Channel 4, S4C, Channel Padwarek, which I'm very excited about. We're going to be talking about the show and stuff like that. And I guess for once, I'm not the one doing the interviewing, so it's going to be fun. It's going to be interesting. But I really don't have more details on that right now. So I'll let you know when I can. But on interviews that I have done, we're going to be hearing one today because, like I said, there'll be a guest joining us on the show after 9 o'clock. It's a band that I have really enjoyed listening to for the last few years now. 2021, I think, is when an album called The Reason for Hardcore Vibes Again came out. And it was an album by a band from the Faroe Islands, a punk band, whose name I can tell you after 9 o'clock just because of the way our watershed works. Already putting a warning out that there will be language in the interview, but hey, it's going to be after 9 o'clock. So, you know, we'll find out about that at 9. So, you know, that's a little teaser, but also me playing by sort of our regulations because I do want to keep us on air. So I'm going to keep us on air and instead play us some new music by Poppy Ajuda, who has just announced a new single called, who has just released a new single called Lean On Me, and has announced an album self-titled Ajuda. And she says that, you know, it's been a lot of work, a lot of blood, sweat and tears. She says many trips back and forth from London to LA, millions of revisions, working with people. She says the collection of songs is a reflection of my growth, an outward pouring of my raw vulnerability, the inner workings of my chaotic brain and the deep desire I have to challenge myself with everything that I do. I'm really proud of what we made, and I hope that when you hear it, it means something to you as well. The album is going to be called Poppy, just Poppy, and we're going to be listening to the single from it called Lean On Me. It's going to be great. We also have new music from the band Porridge Radio, who also have an album coming out. We have a new single off of it, which is called Hole in the Ground, and I haven't really mentioned this as much today, but a lot of these bands are on Bandcamp, and you should do what you can and try and support them independently, you know, independent of kind of streaming and stuff, which, as we've discussed plenty of times on the show over the years, doesn't really pay artists much. So if you want to find Porridge Radio, they are at porridgeradio.bandcamp.com. The album's going to be called Clouds in the Sky Will Always Be... Clouds in the Sky, They Will Always Be There For Me. So, you know, find them, find Lambrini Girls also on Bandcamp. Lice are also on Bandcamp. I think they are Lice Bristol, Nilufa Yanya, all artists, you know, go and support them independently if you can. Just helps keep months going. Anyway, the Porridge Radio album is going to be coming out next month on the 18th of October, so look out for that. We're also going to be playing some Flat Party, who are, I think, one of my favorite new bands. Really just one of the earworms that's kind of stuck in my head has been a song of theirs called Shotgun. And they're, you know, it's really just, it sounds like their name says, like a flat party. And there's some really funky bands doing great stuff out there at the moment, and Flat Party are one of them. Ironically enough, their single is called It's All Been Done Before, but I think I want to hear it again, you know, because it sounds great. So we're going to listen to that. Let's start off with a little bit of Poppy Ajuda, though. We'll have some of her brand new song. This is called Lean On Me, and we're going to hear it here on CFRC for you right now.
It's the middle of the night. I'm racking my brain again. Still blaming myself for some shit that didn't ever make sense. You've been carrying it away. You can't let go on. And we ain't in the same place. But you always gotta eat it.
Under a kind of disguise, the end of the world, my grandmother. everything I needed done. The warning slows and starts again. You turn around and call the end. Done before, but it makes Nana seasoned professional. It's all been said before, but it doesn't mean I don't like to.
Because that's what we like to do here at CFRC. Ken.
Yo, Brit Road, everybody.
Hello. Ken, can you remind people what shows you do quickly?
Thursday, 8 till 10 now. It used to be 7 to 9. Now it's 8 till 10. Things I will keep. And then most Fridays, I try and get in here at midnight and play whatever crazy stuff I want.
What's a midnight slot like? Like, I know a few people, three people at the station that do the midnight shows. And I just can't imagine doing a midnight show.
Well, I think part of it is whether or not you bring other people with you. And I have done that a couple times. And I'm going to be honest, I kind of prefer just being down in the basement alone. I have all the records and the other Prime 4 on. And I'm like getting ideas and running to the stacks, and it can be a lot of fun. And you don't have to worry about accidentally running into anyone or anything like that. So, I usually do find myself down here alone Friday nights, kind of in the dark, but always having a great time living out my childhood Wolfman Jack late night radio madness fantasies.
Mm-hmm. We've been running through the stacks a little bit. I've pulled out a little bit of the Stone Roses, who I didn't realize we had on vinyl, because I'd been looking in the CD collection, and I don't want to be the person who says it, but we have Second Coming, and nobody really wants Second Coming. Nobody wants it.
No, we want that first one.
We want 1989, and we got it. They sent us a couple of singles over the time, and I've got She Bangs the Drums, which was, you know, B-side Mersey Paradise. What? Mm-hmm. What a record. Like, even just owning that, I'd be happy. But then we also got the party mix, the party track, Fool's Gold, but on a limited edition gold vinyl.
It's so beautiful. I'm staring at it spinning mesmerized. Right now. Yes, absolutely. And this is like...
We've got a spiral mat, which also makes it a lot more fun to look at.
And of note, I think that this isn't part of like the last 10 years of this boutique vinyl pressing resurgence. This is like 90s...
Not even 90s. Limited, September 1989.
Oh, wow. Yeah. So this is like old. Old gold.
Old gold.
Amazing.
Old fool's gold. But to let our listeners in to what we just heard, if you tuned in a little while ago, one of my favorite new bands, I'll make you listen to the song that I was talking about a little earlier. It's a band called Flat Party. This is a new song of theirs called It's All Been Done Before. Heard Some Porridge Radio, they're always great. They have a new album coming out next month, so look out for that. Had Some Puppy Ajuda, who's also announced a new album. So it's just like great new stuff to look forward to. I'm going to play us a band called Welly, though. And this was a band who I saw a clip of. I don't know, what's your opinion on like seeing bands live and then getting into their studio stuff when they have really good energy live? What do you expect?
So this actually happened to me, and thank you for giving me a chance to give a Guelph band a shout out. One of the best sets I saw at Hillside this past year was a Guelph band called She Bad. I think if you're into like Bad, Bad, Not Good and that sort of thing, you'll love She Bad. And their live show absolutely blew my socks off. And don't get me wrong, their recorded tracks are good too, but it fails to capture the blistering energy of their live show, and that couldn't help but disappoint me a little bit.
Okay, well, we've built this up then.
So they just have to find the right producer. No offense, I mean, their stuff's been fine so far, the recorded stuff. You should go listen to it by all means, but oh my God, if you have a chance to see She Bad live, they've been opening for Kamasi Washington and stuff, so you got to see them before the tickets get too expensive.
Yeah, for sure. So I'm going to play a band called Welly, and listeners to this show might remember that I played some of their live tracks from way back in the Reading days, like late August, because they performed the song at Reading and on the introducing stage, and we didn't have the single yet. It's dropped now, and they were so energetic, so frenetic, so much fun, so electrifying on stage. We'll have to see if the single can, you know, keep up with it, but I'm looking forward to seeing if they do. And then I'm going to play us a little bit of the artist called Marble, who's put out a new song called Peace. And after that, can we finally tell people what the interview is? We've been talking back and forth about the whole censorship thing behind the scenes. Can I tell people what the band we're playing, the band who's joining us, is?
I think you should. I think that any attention, any press is good press. You know, if this generates some controversy around the station, it can only be a good thing.
So, okay, well, you know,
get all the children out of the room.
Mm-hmm. Well, I'm going to put out a little content warning.
I've never heard this word before. Never on the schoolyard has this word been uttered.
Well, I'm going to put out a little bit of a content warning for after 9 o'clock for language, but we're going to be joined by a brilliant Faroese punk band, one of only two punk bands in the Faroe Islands, I believe. They're called Joe and the Shipboys.
Oh, she said shit. Oh, my God.
Well, they're a band that I've admired for a long time. They've described themselves as bisexual vegan shit punks from the Faroe Islands, and I cannot wait for us to hear everything that they have to say. So we're going to start with a little bit of Welly, the brand new song, one that I really enjoyed and I'm really waiting for, so glad to hear it. It's called Cul-de-Sac, and then we'll have some Marble with their brand new song, Peace, coming up here on CFRC.
Please leave a message after the tone.
Fresh black, tarmac, down our love. Sack. You'll bring paper bags, I'll do the soundtrack. The streets turn yellow everywhere that we go. Commitment is blue tag, down our love cul-de-sac. Remembering what I'd forget when I got a letter addressed to your silhouette. I recognised your invite in your appalling handwriting, and then the filthy white trainers you arrived in. 5 years is a while to those rehearsing a smile, so let's go disco like it's going out of style. The Heartbreakers is busy, this WKD ain't fizzy, and now in the tippy we both feel a bit dizzy. We're all yearning for some learning, or at least we think. I just found all this spare time, I lost my mind and my wings. We'll see where it goes, but little do we know it's a dead end road. Huh. Fresh black, tarmac, down our love cul-de-sac. September, we were never, ever, ever getting back together. But now I'm home for the weekend, and I think you just left your new boyfriend. So why don't we just pretend? Oh, is your heart too fast or slow? Oh, bring a broken heart to show and tell. Oh, is it way too much? Is it way too much? No, no, no. Oh, we're all cruising for a bruising. Little do we know, 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 little do we
All I seem to keep on doing isn't working. I've been brought up by the school, I put the work in. Set a target high enough to keep on learning. But my conscience is becoming like a burden. Can I cool it down? Cool it down. Cool it down. Cool it down. Things come round, round and round. Things come round, round and round. Yeah.
I'm a champion, I've won a gold or two. Count my wins and make more moves. Road's been long if you're asking. I grew up with the stars in passing. Hungry, fasting, now I'm a waiter. Serving good food, day me later. Aim so clean, come pure like paper. If you know my purpose is greater. Humbled now, but I ain't asking again. I know I played my part in the end. I bring life to the art, tell a friend. I might just change your life, come again. I've learned a lot from starving. Notice the narrow path when I open up my heart and let truth become my guardian. Yeah. Come on. Can I cool it down? Cool it down. Cool it down. Cool it down. Got sick and tired of the wait, so I left out. Less is more, but I need more now. Too many tales I could tell, but I'm tapped out. I only want a life of peace for myself now. War's been waged, but battles cry aloud. I need to see us all free and do myself proud. It's running right into the time of the great crowd. I gotta find a way to fly and keep my head down. Gone in 60. Done with the talking, I'm walking. Wins for the team, I'm applauding. How I got mine, get yours in. Listen, it's important, I asked him a favor. Blessed with a whole lot of flavor. Watch for the change and the taper. Cool and ice, I'm a skater. Front and all center.
Your piano album, everything be cool, quiet, and funny for a child.